Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Leading holistic health and lifestyle educator and author Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will talk to us today about some of her surefire tips to heal the body and create vibrant health at any age. For over 40 years, Susan has been teaching people worldwide about healthy living for overall well-being and longevity. As our guest will tell us today, it encompasses various aspects such as diet, exercise, mental health, and lifestyle choices that collectively contribute to a better quality of life. And as she details in A Hug and a Mug, the body, mind, and spirit are interconnected, and whole body healing and vitality start with respecting the body as a true wonder of nature. In this book, she writes, wellness starts with simple habits. Consistency keeps them working for you. Today, Susan will cover her seven pillars of vibrant health at any age. So get out your pen, paper, because you're certainly going to want to take notes as we welcome back Dr. Susan to This Week in America. Dr. Susan, great topic today. Anxious to get started here. Great topic. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. You know I always love our visits.
Well, these are always good, and I always have my pen and paper here because I'm taking notes as we're going, like probably most people in the audience are as well. Let's start with in the books that I talked about, the one book, A Hug and a Mug, and in your others, you often write about what a miracle the human body is. We've talked about it frequently and how most of us don't really appreciate its many wonders. Give us an overview of our miraculous body.
Yeah, and I don't think you and I have ever talked about this, and I love to talk about the miracle of miracles that our human body is to get people inspired to take better care of themselves. And you know, to give you a quick little overview, I think sometimes you may feel like your body is beginning to creak and fail you on the outside as you get older.
Oh, yes.
But do you ever stop to consider how incredible your body is and the incredible work that's taking place inside of it? There are miracles going on inside your body every single day. And the way I see it, and you and I've talked about this before, is that God has blessed us with an amazing body. And one of our gifts back to God is to take care of our health and be a shining example to other people in our lives that our health is important to us. So I'll start off by saying that I'm going to go through the body, different parts of the body, and very briefly give you a little captivating tidbit of information that I think will leave you in wonderment. And I'll start with the heart, just so you and think about your heart while we're talking right now. Each day, your amazing heart pumps approximately 2,000 gallons of blood through its chambers. It beats more than 100,000 times a day to achieve this incredible feat. That's astonishing to me.
Yes.
And let me also say that in my book, A Hug and a Mug, I have a whole chapter titled Your Miraculous Body. I go into many other body parts and in much more detail than the brief overview I'm giving you right now, because I want people to be inspired to take better care of the home in which they live, their miraculous body. Okay, now breathing and respiration. Did you know you take about 17,000 breaths a day on the average, and you don't have to think about a single one of them? And if you want to stop breathing temporarily, you can voluntarily hold your breath. And a pair of typical adult lungs can hold about 6 liters of air. That's about 25 cups. This just, again, miraculous.
Yes.
Let's look at your brain.
Okay.
Your brain, Rick, my brain, they don't stop working. It's estimated that many people think about 50,000 thoughts a day that pass through your brain on the average. Scientists say deeper thinkers, so most of us now listening to this, have about 60,000 thoughts a day. That's a whopping 35 to 48 thoughts every single minute. Let's look at your stomach. It's amazing that we're doing as well as we do with how much food people eat, often much more than their body needs. But the cells in your stomach lining produce an alkaline substance every few milliseconds to neutralize stomach acid. And if these cells didn't do this, Rick, your stomach would digest itself because some of the acids are strong enough to dissolve metal, different kinds of metals.
Wow.
So that's another miracle. We'll go through a few more little parts of the body. How about your eyes? Did you know you blink about 28,000 times every day? And each one lasts about a tenth of a second. This is a voluntary reflex of the body that it uses to keep the eyes clean and moist, which is pretty crucial given that 90% of the information you process is visual. And you weigh up to, in any visual scene you're looking at, you can weigh it up in about 0.01 seconds. In other words, your eyes go to your brain and you figure something out in a millisecond. Considering how many people and objects you look at daily, it's remarkable. Let's look at your red blood cells. You know, they travel throughout your body. They shoot around your whole body, making a complete circuit in about 60 seconds. That means that each of your trillions of red blood cells make about 1,440 trips around your body every day, delivering oxygen, keeping your body energized. And each cell lives for about 40 days before it's replaced by a younger model. So it's no surprise that their lifespan is short, making about 60,000 trips around the body. They have to be exhausted. Let's look at your kidneys. And then I'll do, sleep, and I'll do a little summary. But your remarkable kidneys contain about a million tiny filters that work together to filter an average of 2.2 pints of blood every single minute. That's about 3,160 pints every single day, despite that each kidney is only the size of, Rick, your fist. That's the size of your kidneys. And if that wasn't enough, they also expel an average of about 2.5 pints of urine from your body every day, too. Now, mine actually expel a little bit more because I drink a lot of water. I drink so much water. And then let's talk about sleep. Did you know that you grow about 8 millimeters every night while sleeping before shrinking back down again the next day? Can you guess why you shrink back down?
No. What posture?
Well, because of gravity.
Oh, gravity. Okay.
Yeah, because it pulls you to the earth. Now, but this is a really good thing. Why? Because it saves you from some pretty hefty clothing bills and ensures that you don't have to raise your door frames every year or two.
Yes, yes.
And then let's look at the cells in your body. You have more than 30 trillion cells, depending on your age, your size. And what's most amazing of all, I think, is that your body's cells are regenerating themselves every single day without any prompting. And this means you have an entirely new set of taste buds every 10 days, new nails, fingernails, toenails, every 6 to 10 months, new bones every 10 years, and even a new heart every 20 years. So again, my chapter in A Hug and a Mug goes into much more detail and many other systems in your body. But this was just brought up to mention that the next time you think that your body is starting to creak, just think about all the incredible things that are happening inside it every day, because all of us are a miracle. Be thankful for your miraculous God-given body.
Well, I mean, as you're going through that and you contemplate what you're talking about and you realize, yes, all these functions, and we really take them for granted, in many cases don't even know what's going on in our body. It's a fascinating topic today. And our guest is Susan Smith Jones. Her website, much more on her website, SusanSmithJones.com, and in her books, including, as she mentioned, A Hug and a Mug. Now we're going to go over the 7 steps for healing the body and creating high-level vitality at any age, and you're using the word WONDERS as an acronym. Let's go ahead and start with that and give us more information on how we can further appreciate and take care of our bodies.
You got it. Sure. So W, the first letter of WONDERS, is for well-being and wonder. And it's pretty much a synopsis of what I just said. The human body is a wonder of nature. It's a miracle of miracles, with a marvel of interconnected systems that are all working together to maintain health and functionality. And each of our 11 organ systems play a crucial role in sustaining life and responding to environmental changes, as I write about in A Hug and a Mug. So it's important, starting today, maybe this month, take loving care of your body, your mind, and spirit. They all work as one. This is essential each day. To take really good care of ourselves. We take care of other people in our lives. We do have to start with ourselves, and we've got to make our health a top priority. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who once said, "The first wealth is health," and he's so true. I mean, he's so accurate in what he said. It is, because when you don't have your health, nothing else matters that much. And our job, I believe, one of our many jobs, is to be an inspiration to people around us by how we take care of ourselves, because that positivity will ripple outward, will inspire other people, and will make great changes in our lifestyle, in our community, in our world.
And that leads us to our next step, which is another important one, outlook. Talk about why that's so important for a whole number of reasons for us.
Yes, that's right. O is for outlook. You want to adjust your attitude to include plenty of gratitude. You and I have talked about this before, so just a brief little summary here. There is tremendous power in focusing on the positive aspects of our lives and being grateful for all the good things that we have, even during times of loss and stress. And as my grandmother Fritzi always used to say to me, your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So color your life positive. In my book, Uplifted, I have a whole chapter called Speak and Write in a Positive Light. And I talk about the importance of being positive, speaking that way, writing that way. And I give you 260 of my favorite positive words. But I know it's common sense that focusing on all your gifts and blessings rather than harping on everything that's wrong or unsatisfying can allow you to maintain an optimistic perspective. But here's the good news. The idea that gratitude helps buoy us during stressful times is now supported all over by research. They have found that those who catalog the positive things in their lives on a regular basis are healthier, happier, more motivated, less stressed, and more well-rested. They even have more fulfilling relationships with others. So remember, you don't want to leave the task of counting your blessings for Thanksgiving Day in November,
oh, yes,
at least in America. Each and every day, take a moment to be grateful for all you have. Maybe you write a note to someone, a positive note of gratitude. Maybe you offer prayers of thankfulness during a meditation. But keep in mind that what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life. So focusing on the positive, even during difficult times, is a part of the path to transforming your life.
N is nature time, and this is something that I think is so important, and being outdoors, you're outdoors a lot. I try to get out as much as I can. It really is life-changing, isn't it? Talk about nature time and the role that plays.
And it is. Too many people spend way too much time indoors. In Uplifted, I write about a disease that I coined called NDD. It's Nature Deficit Disorder. And when you have a choice, if you can exercise outdoors like you do and I do, make sure you do it, like taking a hike in the mountains, walk at your local park, along the water. I like to take my brisk walks along the beach, ride a bike, whatever you can do. Just get outdoors and into nature and appreciate its beauty, even if you're not going out to exercise. Because not only does too much time away from nature drain our body's energy and throw off our physical, mental, emotional balance, I think it wrinkles our soul and deprives us of a cost-free visual Valium experience. And the more time we can spend outdoors in nature on a regular basis, the healthier and more balanced we will become. And I do believe our moms were right when they used to always tell us, go outside and play, to which I add, go outside to play and pray. You don't want to develop nature deficit disorder. Ralph Waldo Emerson said these three things I love. He said, adopt the pace of nature. Her secret is patience. He also said, nature always wears the color of spirit. And he said, live in the sunshine, swim in the sea, drink the wild air. Those are beautiful, beautiful sayings from Emerson.
It's amazing. There's so much in the program today and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Also in her books, as she's mentioned, and we'll wrap it all up and she'll direct us to what you should look for at the website, on the website, and the books that contain much more information on the topic of today's program. We're doing Wonders, an acronym talking about SEPs for healing the body, creating high-level vitality at any age. Let's talk about the D in Wonders, diet. Obviously, an incredibly important part of our overall health.
Yes, and especially because, Rick, nobody shoves the food down our throat, we hope. We make a decision on what we're going to eat. And with so many food choices competing for our attention, it's definitely understandable that many health-minded individuals can be bewildered about what is really the best way to eat. And I agree with what my grandmother always taught me, was to eat my foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. Real, colorful foods, lots of plant-based foods, and eschew a beige and white diet, except like garlic, cauliflower, onions. Those are good, good, good foods. And this means what? You're going to eat a whole food diet as it occurs in nature, not processed and not packaged creations on supermarket shelves that masquerade as food, because those items were never what nature intended for our bodies. The best bet for low-calorie, nutrient-dense, health-promoting food is to eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. These are known as high water content foods, especially eating them raw. Don't make sure you don't have a diet that's all cooked food. And fruits and vegetables are the most important health care that your money can buy. And this vibrant health starts in the kitchen by choosing the most delicious whole foods that will help heal the body. Because a lot of produce is chock full of what? Vitamins, minerals, antioxidants.
Yes.
All of this, yeah, neutralizes the free radicals that lead to cell damage, disease states, and premature aging. Not only that, but when you eat more fruits and vegetables, that correlates with, Rick, thousands of studies with reduced risk of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. They're rich in fiber, so it helps keep your digestive system humming along the way it was designed to. They also help your skin look beautiful. It boosts metabolism. That these foods elevate your mood. So when it comes to figuring out what's the best to eat, just know you want to focus lots on fresh fruits and vegetables, and you'll reap the benefits in body, mind, and spirit.
And with that is exercise. Talk about, obviously, the importance of that, and not just from a physical standpoint either.
Yeah, so E is for exercise. If you want to maintain your weight and your fitness, physical activity must be a top priority and on a regular basis. Okay, so I know this for sure. Everyone's different when it comes time to the best time of day to exercise, and all the experts agree that the best time is simply when you can be the most consistent. And if you're a morning exerciser like I am, we tend to be the most consistent, according to the studies, because our exercise habits that we do every morning and we're consistent with them, we get the exercise out of the way, and then there won't be distractions in the day to interfere with following through. And when your workout is over in the morning, you absolutely eliminate the possibility of flaking out on your cardio after a long day of work. I also always believe that exercise in the morning helps you to earn your breakfast, and you get those beautiful endorphins flowing first thing. So when you wake up in the morning, maybe you do a yoga session. Maybe you walk around the neighborhood. Maybe you do a quick trip to the gym or some sit-ups and push-ups at home. But exercising before work will boost your energy for the whole day, and that pile of paperwork or other work at your desk or in your daily life will be a breeze after 100 or 200 ab reps. And if that sounds too ambitious, maybe you do a 15-minute set of push-ups and stretching to help you feel invigorated for the day ahead. So, all right, let's say you're not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at the thought of a 5 a.m. walk. Don't despair, because then maybe you, on your lunch break, you can do a walk, a run, a quick gym trip, something. Or maybe after work, as a way to blow off the steam of the day's frustrations and to burn off the cortisol in your system triggered by daily stresses, you can do some type of workout. But just remember this. Make sure not to exercise too close to bedtime, because exercise raises your heart rate and your body temperature, which can interfere with restful sleep. So no matter what time of day you choose to work out, it's always good to do it, if you can, at the same time every day, because our body likes rituals like that. But keep in mind that exercise is a bedrock of vibrant health. And I always tell people to walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. And Henry David Thoreau said one of my favorite quotes, and I believe this 100%, he said, "An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day."
Yeah, words to think about there as you're planning your day, and there's a lot to be said for that. As you mentioned, you have it out of the way. No more excuses at 5 o'clock why I can't do it today because look at all I have to do on my desk. I just don't have time for it. You've already done it. You've got it out of the way, and you feel better for it. And you'll tackle your task at the desk a lot more effectively, too, by starting the day, as Susan talked about. We're going through wonders. We're up to R now. This is reset, refresh, and revitalize, the three R's.
Yes, and this is a lot about behavior modification. And keep in mind, when we said exercise, if you can, in the morning, and diet, and all of that, and we've talked about this before, it takes about 21 days for the body and mind to accept a new habit. Even Benjamin Franklin said, whatever you do for 21 days in a row will make or break a habit. So So if you think, oh boy, I just can't get up early to work out, make a 21-day agreement to do it every single morning. Doesn't have to be a long one. Just do something. If you miss a day, you start back over. But after 21 days, your body and mind will have accepted that new habit. And this goes with R for reset, refresh, revitalize. If you're feeling bogged down, you got to make sure to build breaks into your day from sunrise to bedtime to refresh and reset, because just as your computer can freeze up and be sluggish when you're running too many programs, your mind and spirit can get worn out from too much mental multitasking and engagement with technology. You and I know this, Rick, I know. And it's okay to unplug now and then, or at least press the reset button. So before in the morning when you wake up, before you go right to your smartphone, welcome a blank slate in the morning. And remember that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone. So maybe you set your alarm 10 minutes early to allow you for some mindful reflection. The quiet of the morning makes it the very best time for getting organized for the day, although I often do it the night before I write my list.
Yes.
Reflecting on goals and planning to-dos accordingly. And I know this may sound really prosaic, but even make sure to make your bed in the morning, because studies have found that making the bed each day will boost your happiness. And if you work out of your home, get out of your PJs and robe. Get on normal working clothes, because it makes you more productive during the day. You want a healthy breakfast in the morning. Breakfast means breaking a fast. Breakfast, breaking the fast. And then you might think, well, how does she expect me to reset midday? But when you can do that, it really supports your mental health. And scarfing down your lunch in front of the computer doesn't count. Maybe you plan a 10-minute break between meetings for a quick walk around the block, or meditating, or journaling. Just connect with your inner self midday for a minute or two and do a self-check. See if you're staying on track with the goals and ideas you reflected on early in the morning. Make sure your shoulders aren't up around your ears because you're stressed out. And at the end of the day, at the close of the day, make time for connecting with yourself once again, a minute or two or five, taking stock of the day's events, you know, instead of falling asleep mindlessly in front of the TV. Make an hour, if you can, before bedtime, a sacred hour in which you unplug from technology. Maybe you journal, meditate, take a bath, breathe deeply, have a cup of chamomile tea, whatever you do, because adding in these protective times, morning, midday, evening before you go to bed, as brief as they are, will help you reset and refresh and make a marked difference on your overall well-being.
So important, because life, our daytime activity isn't a nonstop journey, is it? We can stop during the day, even briefly, just to sort of recharge.
Yeah, and it's remarkable what 1 to 2 minutes of slowing down and breathing deeply can do. It calms your body. It takes your brain a little bit out of beta consciousness, where it is now, waking consciousness, slows it down a little bit, the brainwave activity, into alpha, which then will lower the cortisol level and just make you feel a little bit calmer.
And all it takes to try it is a couple of minutes, so you're not out a whole lot, and you'd be surprised at the results. You will be surprised at the results that you're able to achieve. And wrapping up wonders, we've got sleep, sunshine, simplify, and smile. A lot there. Break that down for us.
So we have 3 more hours here. let me start with simplify. It's so important to simplify your living environment. That includes your home, your office, even your car, your garage, if you have a garage. Because there's not a lot in life over which we have control. But I want to live in a haven of order in an unpredictable world. So whenever you can, simplify your life. Give away things you don't need. You know how much time we waste looking for things when there's clutter all around us. And I write a lot about that in my book, Uplifted. And then another S, you know, for the last letter of wonders is there's simplify and then sleep. Studies show that adequate sleep improves memory, promotes longevity, okay, right there should be an incentive, reduces inflammation, spurs creativity, and always improves performance on physical and mental tasks. And by the way, if you want to lose any weight, if you're carrying extra fat, our waistlines greatly benefit from beneficial sleep too. Studies have shown that too little sleep will make you hungry, and especially for high-calorie foods. In other words, it's harder to pass up the cupcake and the order of fries.
Yes.
And too little sleep also primes your body to hold on to all the calories you eat. And lack of sleep, as we know, can be as damaging for our emotions as for our physical well-being. Too little sleep undermines your body's ability to deal with stress. And during sleep, the body eliminates extra amounts of the stress hormone cortisol. Those who get less than adequate rest, like 7 to 8 hours a night, are also at a much greater risk for depression. So if you want to know how to get a good night's sleep, all my 10 commandments for that, check out the chapter in my book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. That will give you everything you need to know about how to sleep like a baby every night. And then sunshine. Keep in mind that morning light helps you sleep better at night. You see, the light exposure regulates your circadian rhythm, your body's internal clock. So you want to try to get sunlight or light, preferably 30 to 60 minutes after waking up in the morning. This has been shown in multiple studies to increase alertness, boost your mood, lower stress, and give you better sleep quality at night when in the first 30 to 60 minutes of the day you get light. So let's honor the sun, or maybe if you live where there's not a lot of light, sunshine, then maybe you still get some light. And then smiling. We can all smile more.
Yes.
And if you have no reason to smile, I'll give you a few. This is what my grandmother taught me. She said, it makes you feel better. It makes people wonder what you've been up to when you're always walking around smiling, right?
Yep.
It firms your facial muscles, so we want that as we get older. And my mom used to say it's the shortest distance between two people. And in a world where so much conflict exists these days, between people of different religions and races and backgrounds and political affiliations, the greatest bridge to understanding and peace is always through smiling more and laughter and not always taking ourselves and the incongruities of everyday life so seriously. We need to live more from that beautiful passage in the Bible. It's the golden rule. Treat people the way you want to be treated. And I think, Rick, in a world where we can pretty much be anything we want to be, we've got to choose to be kind to others. And it starts with being kind to ourselves, honoring and respecting and taking loving care of our wonderful, miraculous body. And we've got to pretty much make kindness our default position in life.
And it's not that complicated. It's really easy to do, and you will see results, reciprocal results, as you are kind to other people, and they are kind to you. It's very simple to do. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. Each of the topics you talked about, excellent topics. Many of these, more detail on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com, and you'll find them in her books as well. In the books, Uplifted, Hug and a Mug It, you talked about, I read how creating vibrant, usually centers around vibrant health, usually centers around small habits and our body's signals. Tell us what you mean by this, and maybe some closing words on self-healing and how it's in our hands if we choose to use it.
Yeah, isn't that true? What I always like to tell people, like you distill all of this healthy living, holistic health knowledge I have, down to simple things that people can apply in their lives. And I like to tell people that high-level wellness starts with simple habits. Rick, all the habits we just talked about in this acronym of WONDERS. So high-level wellness starts with the simple habits. Consistency keeps them working for you. You can't exercise once a week and expect to be fit. You can't eat fruits and vegetables every couple weeks and think you're going to be healthy. And we do hear a lot these days about these small habits that I've talked about and the biological signals that shape how people feel every day. And there seems to be three themes that I keep seeing coming up. One is the body likes rhythm. I talked about that briefly a moment ago with sleep and sunshine. Because your sleep timing and your light exposure and your meal timing all shape how coordinated your body feels. Remember that the body loves ritual. So when you can, if possible, be consistent day in and day out, your sleep patterns, when you go to bed at night and when you wake up, the light you get in the morning, when you're eating your meals, you're going to very quickly begin to feel better. And the second theme that comes up, the first was the body likes rhythm and ritual. Two is brain health is usually about patterns. It's not about like one miracle food. You and I have talked before about what's the berry that's called the brain berry?
I don't know.
It's the blueberry.
Oh, the blueberry. And I had it for lunch. Yes.
Yeah, I know. With
I had
yogurt,
a bowl of them for lunch. Yeah, with strawberries and raspberries.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Good, because those are some of the healthiest foods, those three berries you just mentioned. So while the blueberry is great for your brain, there's not one miracle food. Brain health is that this is the second theme, is usually about patterns. Researchers keep coming back to the same foundations to help your brain. And a lot of people, when they get older, are more concerned about their brain health and brain function. And the first is you got to eat whole foods, no junk foods. You want better metabolic balance, and that has to do with all the things we talked about today, the sleep, the exercise, the diet, the nature. That will give you a better metabolic balance and stay away from ultra-processed foods. And then the third one, as part of brain health, is you want long-term consistency. All these things we talked about today, you want to do on a regular basis. And the third theme that I keep reading about a lot, having to do with small habits and biological signals, is that cellular stress is a part of life. And the question is not whether stress exists, we all know it is, but it's how well are you managing the stress in your life. And that's the reason why things like, and we've talked about this, sleep, positive thinking, being in nature, infrared sun, is red light therapy, what foods are you eating, how much do you exercise, do you have an attitude of gratitude? All of that continues to interest researchers and everyday users alike. And all of this fits into the broader picture of supporting the internal cellular environment, rather than chasing a one-time effect, like some people think, well, I'll start drinking matcha tea and that will fix everything, or I'll take a shot in my body every day and help me lose weight, or maybe I will take a nap every day, that will help me. Whatever it is, it's not about chasing a one-time effect. It's about putting all of this together and being consistent. Consistency and commitment, two important C words. And you asked about self-healing. Keep in mind that besides God giving us this miraculous human body, it's designed also and built to be self-healing. And the body, when you give your body and you provide this home in which you live with the right nutriments and the right nutrients and the building blocks to remove the toxins, healing is designed to happen. And a whole foods diet is a good place to start because you decide what it is you eat. Getting extra sleep, exercising are also good places to start. And remember, it's not about replacement, what we're talking about today. None of this replaces medical care. But this is all what we've talked about today, the foundation for how a human body is designed to function. And remember, start with that gratitude for the miracle body, your home in which you live right now, because you don't even have to think about it and it functions well. And one of your jobs on earth is to provide your body with all the tools it needs from your outlook, being in nature, what you eat, exercise, having a positive attitude, sleeping, sunshine, simplifying. All these things on a consistent basis will bring you more joy, happiness, and vibrant health into your life, enabling you to live a disease-free life. And I know you can do it.
And the roadmap is there for you. It's already been done. It's been assembled, and Dr. Susan has it right there for you. We've talked about it on this program so much more on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Information there on her books, Uplifted, Hugging a Mug. And let's talk about those. You'll get those there. You can get autographed copies there as well. And the two award-winning children's books that are now available and doing quite well in rave reviews. And again, award-winning books. You've won some prestigious awards with these. Talk about the two children's books, and then we'll talk about the others.
Yeah, one is called Joy and the Butterfly, The Magical Garden. That just won the gold medal as the best family-friendly book with Mom's Choice Awards. It's a novelette for children of all ages and also young in spirit adults. And then I've got another book for children. It's a two-in-one book, Vegetable Soup in the Fruit Bowl. You can find these on my website. And I can send you autographed copies there on the website. It teaches you, shows you how to do that. And then my book, Uplifted, the subtitle is 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. I show you in multiple chapters how to feel and look the best you can be in fewer than 12 minutes a day. I give you over 100 ideas of what you can do. Nothing will take a lot of time, and they all accumulate and build upon one another. And I give you a 21-day program to follow. And then A Hug and a Mug. In that book, I show you how to read your body's signals and support your own wellness with natural remedies like herbs, teas, spices, fresh juices, soups, and other natural, healthy living extras, things we talked about today. And you'll learn in A Hug and a Mug how each of your major body systems, like respiratory, digestive, immune, nervous, memory, reproductive, circulatory, and others, how they optimally and miraculously function. And you'll learn about all the best foods and nutriments and natural remedies that I've used and taught about for decades to nourish and repair problem areas, restore lost vitality, support your body as a whole, and prevent future problems. These are all my gold star secrets that I've taught worldwide for decades in this book. And then it even has over 100 delicious, easy to prepare food recipes. Comes in color and black and white. I prefer the color because it's fun to read things that are in color rather than always black and white.
Yes.
And uplifted and a hug and a mug go really well together to give you everything you need so that your body from head to toe can heal itself and you can create vibrant health, look and feel 10 years younger than your age in a month, and be on top of the world.
Yeah, and all this information, of course, the book's available wherever books are sold. We'll direct you to Dr. Susan's website. Information there. You can order there as well. Get autographed copies while you're there. Also sign up for her monthly newsletter. Great information in there. A lot of different stories, a lot of color, a lot of humor, a lot of great information. And that's once a month, and you can sign up for it when you're on the website. And while there, you'll be directed to her Instagram page and X as well. So a lot of ways to read what Dr. Susan is talking about. Follow her. And, of course, she's here once a month on our program. A great show today, Dr. Susan. Thank you for being with us on the program. Great information.
Thank you so much. I'll look forward to our next visit.
I can't wait to figure out what we're going to talk about next time. There's always something interesting, and I'm looking forward to it. You're listening to This Week in America. You can follow us on 28 podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and many more. Of course, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and beyond. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.